Hey folks, Dan Freo here. So each day I come on my show, I come out and give you guys information, the opening bell, and this morning, wow, did you see the numbers this morning on the inflation, the PPI numbers? We're going to go over that in a second. But I go through all the financial news and everything, and then I say, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'm going to show you guys how we can do one application, one credit pool, and compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, that's what you're here for today, folks. So let's start out real quickly. I'm just going to give you a brief thing of what's going on. I'll give you a precursor what the closing bell is going to look like. But mortgage rates really didn't move today. And there was this was a shocking inflation number. Let's get over to the economic calendar real quick. And I just want to show you the data that we got in. Is it? There were some jobs numbers yesterday. You see, we lost like 900,000 jobs on the new revisions that they do. That's crazy. And now what you have is you got the inflation number today. Producer inflation came, they revised the last number from 0.7 to, they thought it was going to come in at 0.3. It came in at a negative 0.1. Okay, so the markets, they're not really reacting that much to it. You go across here, really the markets are flat. What are they waiting for? Well, I think what they're waiting for tomorrow is the consumer inflation numbers. We're going to get a slew of those numbers tomorrow. So the number today, you'd think, oh my God, there's no inflation. Well, you're going to have to get your news from somewhere, folks. So this is just, I'm just reporting the news to you. You have negative inflation here. You got the terrible jobs market. The Federal Reserve is going to have to cut. But what did we learn last year, last September 5th, when the Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points? Mortgage rates skyrocketed. Well, it's a whole different environment, and that's what we talk about each day on my show. But you're here for, let's figure out how to compare your loan or your estimates or your loan product with over 30 different lenders out there. So folks, I'm going to ask for your participation today. First thing I'm going to ask you is if you can hear me, if you're driving and you're on your iPhone or whatever, please try to give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. But I want to go over where rates went today. The bond market's doing pretty darn good. I'm going to show you that here. Let's go over to that. I don't think I have the bond market live right now. So let's go to the live bond market report. We got the MBS is up 18 ticks. Well, usually in a normal market, you'd see lenders repricing. Now, we had a few lenders up here that repriced, meaning they reduced their rates, but not very many, especially on a day like this. What I think everybody's waiting for right over through here. Here's the news that we're getting tomorrow is the consumer inflation. So that's what the news is we're getting. Okay, so with all this news, what should you do? Should you lock in? Should you float? What should you do? Folks, you're going to have to monitor this, okay? Because, again, one of the things I'm going to push on a daily basis is this tariff thing. And early this morning, Jim Cramer and CNBC, and I know how you guys, a lot of you guys feel about all that, CNBC and Jim Cramer, that, but they were kind of going through, what the expectations are. And one person said, I don't know if it was one investment firm, they said, man, if the tariffs need to be refunded, it's going to be Armageddon. And that was the exact word that they said. So that's kind of freaky. So what I'm saying is I'm coming here and trying to shock on all you guys. I don't come in and say, the housing market's going to crash, this is that. And I even took out of my titles, if you paid attention to my titles, we also took out plummet and crash and things like that. I think something did trigger today, but the numbers that are coming in recently are crazy when it comes to inflation and the jobs report. So I need you guys, if you're here, I need you. Well, the reason why you're here, hopefully, is you're trying to figure out how I do this. How do we compare your offers with over 30 different lenders out there. So here's what we do. The first thing I want to talk to you guys about is qualifying for a loan. So if you're out there looking to buy, you're in a unique situation, okay? Because you're kind of stuck in a time frame. And what I mean by that is if you're looking to buy in the fall, well, you got the fall. But if you're a current homeowner, basically you have forever to refinance. Now, I do want to come across, there are a lot of people buying right now and taking advantage of like lender credits and buy downs, and they took advantage of buy downs and things like that. Please be cognizant of this. You can if you're getting a conventional loan, you can refinance the day after you close. Okay, you don't have to wait any time frame. I've been getting a lot of people calling me saying, Dan, my lender said I can't refinance for 6 months. Well, that is true. If you're looking for an FHA or a VA loan, you have to make 6 payments before you can refinance. With a conventional loan, it doesn't matter. You can refinance the next day. We actually have a couple clients we're working on right now that they just closed in August. They haven't even made their first payment yet, and we're already refinancing them, and they're not going to have a payment until like October or November. So fantastic for them. They miss about 4 or 5 mortgage payments. So what I want you to do is the first step of all this stuff is go to the rate update. Okay, here's what I'm getting to. If you're looking to buy right now, reach out to us. We'd love to help you and navigate you down that road. There are some programs that are like lock and shop and things like that, but the way rates are going right now, you can lock in a rate before you find a home, but you're paying a cost for that. And I'd highly suggest you don't do that, especially in today's atmosphere. But we're looking at, you know, if you're looking to buy, again, you have that certain time frame. So what I would do is I would look at my numbers and even where rates are today at 6.25, let's say, or 6.3. Make sure when you're trying to qualify yourself or you're looking at the numbers, use a rate of about 6.5% or even 6.75. And the reason why is because the rates could change on a dime. 2 weeks ago, we had the 15-year rate. It adjusted a quarter point in one day. Well, it went in a good direction, but let's say it went the other way. We had a lot of people, and you probably heard a lot of cancellations on home contracts or building loans and back in 23, 24. And the reason why is people got into those contracts and the house wasn't going to be built until, you know, 6, 9, sometimes 12 months out. And at the time, the rate was 4, then it went to 6, then it went to 7, then it went to 8. And people are like, I can't afford my mortgage payment at 8%. So people canceled. Well, now we have kind of the opposite going down. People are trying to chase that rate on the way down. So, you know, going to buy, if you're working with a builder that's giving you credits, just take all the credits that they're available, try to negotiate the rate, take as much of their money as you can. Then I have strategies on how to use that money when you're looking to refinance down the road. Now, if you're looking to refinance, you have basically an endless time to do this. So what we try to do is help navigate you in a few different ways. If you, we're trying to look at what the costs are and the savings, and we look at it just like you do. So a lot of times people just send me in their mortgage statements and say, Dan, what would you do? And I just get back with them. And, you know, here's what we're doing a lot of times. And Alan placed a few loans in this, and Alan's not in with us right now because he is over there swamped. But he was like, you know, we're qualifying a lot of clients right now in the high fives, and a lot of them are in the mid sevens. Well, the cool thing about this is you might be able to get a 20, maybe a 25-year term with the same payment. Imagine cutting 10 years off of your loan and having the same payment. That's what a lot of people are doing right now. Some people, they're looking to cash out. They're like, okay, I close, you know, whenever I got a 5, 6% rate, but I have equity in my house. I'm looking to pay off some bills. So no matter what, but you have a lot of time duration to you. So here's some tools we have for you. So if you're out there, you're shopping rates right now, I want you to grab that best rate you got and let us run the comparable for you. Okay, we can do it here live if you got it handy. If not, go to therateupdate.com, click right here. Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to upload your loan estimate right in here. But you got to make sure that you give me enough time, because here's what I'm going to ask you. If we can beat them on the rate and the fees, okay, not just one or the other, we got to beat them on both. If there's no fees, well, obviously I'm not going to have any fees for you. But I'm hoping to win you as a borrower. Otherwise, why I'm uploading this? Because the current lender, if they were on the up and up, they would have been able to give you or beat my product before you even reached out to us. So here's another thing we have for you. You're out there and you're like, I don't know what rate even makes sense. Maybe just email me your mortgage statement. Just say, you know, give me your credit scores and what kind of loan you have, and I'll do an analysis and we'll look at it. Okay, if we refinance on a 30-year term, what's the numbers look like? Okay, a lot of times here's what people look at. You might look at the interest rate. What I look at is I want to make sure you're not paying excessive fees and all those other things, because I'm just like you. If I'm out shopping for something, I want the best product I can get as cheap as I can get it. So when you're comparing things, you're going to compare the rate and the fees. The fees are huge. So a lot of people just get wowed over that. So what I want to come back to you with is if you go into this refinance tab, what's going to offer you is, and we're revamping this right now, you're going to get some advertisements from us and some, you know, like some videos that'll help you understand a lot of things like credit reports and things like that. But what you're doing in the system is you're actually telling us what rate you want, or, you know, like, Dan, my rate's 7.5. Well, do me a favor. Just if you don't know, just, you know, put in your information and put in a rate that's 1 or 1.5% below where you are. And then when that rate hits, I'll send you out a personalized video and we're going to break down the rate and the fees, because the fees have a huge to do with it. If you're not really paying anything in fees, well, hell, refinance every 6 months. If you're paying a lot of money in fees, well, just wait for that perfect time. But if fees are right in the middle, let's just say, okay, what's the break-even point? That's what we really want to focus in on. So we want to look at a break-even point of, you know, 6, 7, maybe 8 months. So I mean, after that, you're basically saving money. Or put it this way, you're putting more money toward the, you're saving more money, but you know, more and more money will go to principal the more you try to prepay things and things like that. So that's that report. So let's get over to some, I should be out there. Alan's like, Dan, you got to start putting some things out there, telling people where, how low rates really are right now. So let's go through an example that we have. So I'm going to say, if you guys have something you want me to cover, let me know. But I'm going to go through here because we're getting a lot of refinances right now. So most people are doing a rate and term. Okay, here's the average loan that we have right now is $330,000. $1,000. Okay, let's say this person, their loan to value, they put down 5% a year and a half ago. And now they appreciated a little bit. So now they're at 10%. So they need a 90% loan to value, which you call that. Okay. They have a, let's just say a 728 credit score. We're not going to put anything in income. Well, we're going to put $15,000 in income. And what I want to show you is this can be a big factor in what your rate is. So a lot of times you might, you know, hear me, I might ask you, what's your income? I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a different program that I can fit you into. Okay, so then we're going to scroll over here and we're going to put in Chicago 60623. And then we're going to click submit. So now what this system's doing is it's actually searching all the lenders that we're set up with. There are a couple banks and credit unions that aren't in here, but this is what it's telling me at this point. It's saying right now, based on those characteristics, your rate would be, what was the criteria on that? Hold on 1 second, modify. 728 credit score, rate and term, 90%. That looks about right. Just didn't seem like the rates looked right. Maybe they are. This one's saying view. This one's saying a rate at 6.99, and there's a whole other variations down through here. But you could get a 6 point on that one. You can even buy this down and paying 3/8 of a point get 6.625. Pay a little bit more and get 6.49. This is weird. Let's check out something real quick. This is a rate in terms 690 LTV. That just seems kind of. Let's go with a 740 credit score. I don't know what the system is doing right now. The rates should be a little bit different than. Let's go and modify this. Maybe there is. I think we got a new system. I think. Let's go into an FHA loan, and I want to show you guys. I'm just going to go into a new search. So here's the system we use, and I'm not sure. Hopefully it's working. Who do we have with us today? Abraham, hey, thanks for joining today. I know they were updating this system yesterday because we got alerts that there were some patches done. Let me go into something here. I'm going to go into an FHA loan. I know these rates are in the fives. I'm going to say somebody's buying a $330,000 home. And on an FHA loan, you only need to put down 3.5%. So what that's going to mean is your loan to value is 96.5. I'm going to make this one simple. I'm going to put a 740 credit score. Go down through here. Yeah, let's go with the first time home buyer, 60623. And let's hit and see where we are. So if this is in the mid to high sixes, then my system, it is. There we go. Look at the system right through here. So in that scenario, this person could get a rate at 5.75 on a 30-year fixed. And actually, they would get a credit back of $467. To apply toward any other closing costs they might have. Maybe that'll cover their appraisal and the rest of it is, you know, title fees. So this is how low rates are. I'm going to have to readjust or go into our systems and see the conventional pricing just doesn't seem off because when you have rates down in 6.29, the factors that I put in there should really come up with some substantial rates. Let's try it one more time. And I apologize, folks. I've been using this all day long. And everything's been seeming to work so far. So we're going to go with a different one. Let's just make it simple. $500,000. We're going to go 80% loan to value just and make a perfect client up here and just see how low rates. Everybody strives for that 800 credit score. This loan, again, is in Chicago. And let's get over to it and see what those rates are. These rates should be really low. And if not, the system is being updated for some reason. Yeah, 6.5. Yeah, I'm still saying that rates are down a little bit lower than that. I'll have to check our system. But even at this, this system is down at this time when it comes to conventional financing, folks. So my apologies on that. I should have did my research, or I should have jumped in here previously, but I didn't. I haven't run any rates this morning yet. What do we got here? Let's see if there's any questions I can ask out there. Hi from Alpine, Arizona. It's great to have people on the West Coast. Anybody here from the East Coast? The East Coast is killing it right now. The Northern, up in Rhode Island, New Jersey, that market is doing very well right now. If you guys have any questions, let me know. Let's go through this. We're going to work on government loans right now, folks, because the system, it looks like it's being updated right now with rates for conventional financing. So we're going to go to a new search. Let's run a scenario for you guys out here. Here's one that we get quite a bit. We have a lot of veterans, and I've been trying to do more and more videos of VA loans because I did a study. It was about 8 months ago, and 12% of people use their VA benefits. And that's terrible. So my goal was I'm going to reach out to more and more and more veterans. So I've been trying to do shorts and videos and emails. Let's just go over and price out. When I say pricing out, let's look at what the rates look like if you have a VA loan. So we're going to test the system because we know FHA is working, because I know the rates are in the fives. Conventional loans with the parameters we had in there, we should have low sixes in the rates. So those are off. So I'll be checking the system to see how that's going. So let's just go through here and see what a VA loan looks like. So somebody might have bought a VA home, let's say a year and a half ago. Rates were probably 7.5, 7.75. So let's go in here and see what we can do now. So we're going to go with an IRL. What an IRL is, if you're a veteran, and if you know a veteran, please tell them to check out the videos, check out any video I have on this. It's a really simple process. So if you have, and it's basically almost the same as an FHA loan. So let's talk to both people if you're out there with an FHA or a VA loan. It's pretty comparable to USDA, but USDA is a whole different animal. So we're going to talk FHA and VA. Most of them, the same parameters apply when it comes to credit scores, things like that. VA loans, it's much more forgiving when it comes to your debt ratio. So a lot of times we'll look at, a VA loan and FHA loans. But let's get on to this one is, when you're going with an IRL or a streamline, what it means is you've paid well on your mortgage. You haven't missed a mortgage payment in the last 6 months. And you may have missed one time in the last 12, but you can most likely still qualify for those. So here's what happens is, let's say your rate's 7.75, and you're like, okay, I want to qualify, but I have to go through all that crap again where I got to send you all this, get the appraisal. No, you don't have to. We don't need any income. We don't need pay stubs, appraisal. We don't even need an appraisal. I slipped on that one. So many people say, okay, there you guys go again. You're doing these junk loans, and it's going to bite everybody in the ass again. Well, no, look at it this way. If you're a veteran or you're in an FHA loan and you've paid well over the last year at a rate at 8, and now you can refinance at 6 and your payment goes down $300-$400, why wouldn't you do it? Okay, but the problem with a lot of these is if you've gotten a down payment assistance loan, you might be stuck. Okay, so what happens is, if you got a down payment assistance loan and you got let's say VA. VA loan, you don't need any money down, so you'll do 100% financing. And then if you get a $10,000, $15,000 down payment assistance loan, now if you go to refinance, that loan or that secondary, benefit you got, it needs to be paid off or paid back. And then when you go to try to refinance, you can't. Because now you owe more on the house than it's worth. And even though maybe the house did appreciate, or didn't appreciate enough to pay off that down payment assistance loan. That's where people are getting stuck. So that's why we've been pushing in the last couple of years. Please make sure you get one that's forgiven. Okay, so that's the biggest benefit there. But again, with an IRL, you don't need an appraisal. You don't need any income proof. You don't really need much of anything. And the rates are fantastic. I think somebody just popped in with, let's see here. So who do we got here? Jervin Bass, is there any better for 5 point? You, man, let's check. I don't think, but let's check in here. Who do we got? We got a couple people on here. Hi. Okay, let's go in here. And it, Jervis, if you can give me the criteria that you're looking at, but let's just run a generic one. The average loan right now is $330,000. We're going to say this is at a 97% loan to value. It doesn't really matter. The one thing you have to be cognizant of is when you're looking to do a VA loan, VA charges you fees. Now, we don't get them as the bank. We don't get them as the broker. We don't get them as anything. That money goes directly to the VA. And it can be costly. If you use your VA multiple times, there's fees up to 3.3% of the loan amount. So think, if you have a $330,000 loan, it could be a $10,000 fee to the VA. Even though you got like a low rate, I would compare that to maybe going FHA or maybe just going with a conventional loan if you can, because I wouldn't pay 3 points. Okay, and that's how why I'm on your side with this. So let's just see where we are with this. I don't see if he gave us any more information. So let's just go with this. 720. I'm going to put you again, once again, in Chicago just to see where things are. And let's just hit, I don't think I need anything else in there. Let's just see where we go. 5 point. Nope. Right now, that criteria is giving 5.99. That's probably about right. And that's coming with a credit of $582. So rates are in the range of, you know, they are now back down under, you know, 6%. And I give kudos to I just went blank. The guy I even followed him for years. I don't know. He does all these newsletters and things like that. He called rates at 5.99 he said by June or so. He missed that, but you know, we're there in some products, and you can see that right on the screen. So let's get to some more questions that we have out there. Let's see. Just finished a custom build, 30-year loan, conventional, 785 score, zero debt except new mortgage, $305K, total loan, 72 LA lender is saying rate is 6.9 due to custom home. That's bullshit, the custom home stuff. So I'm going to ask you this, Will, and I hate to say this. The pricing engine, as you saw, if you're watching, I don't want to make excuses, but the pricing engine is wrong right now. If you can do me a huge favor, I'm going to give you my email. If you can email me this, just right now, if you would, if you can give me your phone number. If you want me, I'll call you. If not, I'll email you back and forth. I just need, you know, that criteria. Give me that information if you would. I'd be more than happy to get you a quote. If it was an FHA or something like that, I'd run it for you. But I know the rates on that system is wrong. I got an alert yesterday that they were changing the back end of this system, and it's all messed up right now, as you can see. So if you would, please just shoot me an email, and I'll personally call you as soon as we are done. You got my word on that one. Let's see. What do we got here? Is that Will? I think we got Will. Yep, 772. Lender was recommended by builder and wants me to buy points, but I refuse. Closing is this Friday. I wish I shopped around. We'll definitely refinance. Call me as soon as you're done. Here's what I would, don't buy down points. Don't do anything. And if you're getting builder credits and all that, pay all your closing costs. Take the rate, and then right after this, shoot me an email. And here's what I'd like you to do too. Just shoot me your closing disclosure, because your closing disclosure is going to give me everything that your loan amount and all that stuff. What I can do is I can track it for you, and then, or just once you close, just call me and let me know, and I'll start running the numbers. It might even make sense to do it now. So I greatly appreciate you being on here, my man. Let's get back to this. Thank you for doing this. Non-U.S. citizen, F-1 visa student, F-1 visa holder. Okay, full-time job, both over 2 years returns, W-2, number one, 98K base plus minimum 20K overtime, W-2 is base, no overtime. F-1 visa, I'm pretty sure. Here, let's check. Just check. Are you checking to see if you are? I got another one from you here. Hold on. When you guys post, I see your posts like you guys do. So if you type in, somebody types in 3 or 4 after you, and then you type in again, I got to scroll down and find it. So my apologies. I appreciate you guys being here with me. Medium credit is 7 Brooklyn places. Contingent includes planning to put 5%. Abraham, If you would, again, I apologize that this pricing engine doesn't seem to be working. And the reason why I'm saying that is the rates look higher than they should. And I don't want to quote you any higher than you need. So if I can ask you guys, if anybody's here, you're looking for a jumbo rate quote, a conventional rate quote, please do me a favor. Send me an email with your contact information. I'll reach out to you. And then I'll deal with it as, you know, just give me the criteria like you're posting on here. I'll be more than happy to get right back with you. I can even do it in video form. I can send you like a loan estimate, kind of breaking down some things. So if you shoot me an email, please provide as much details as you can, because the more information I have, the more detailed my response is going to be to you. And even if you can put in your address, the biggest thing too is how much income you make on a monthly basis, your gross income. And because, you know, a lot of times when we're going through rates, believe it or not, many times if you're in median income or lower income, you know, that's your income bracket based on some consensus or the census, there's price break, there's interest rate breaks for that. So please reach out to me, send me your loan estimates, send me your whatever you got, just send it to my personal email. If you're out there and you're just watching, you're like, hey, Dan, I got some quotes here. You can also upload it right into here, like we were saying before. Just upload it there. I apologize. I wish the engine was working. It seems to be working on VA and FHA, but the conventional loans are way off, because we were seeing rates in the low sixes. And even Alan had a couple earlier that he's like, they're putting enough money down. They weren't buying the rates down, but their LTV and everything was good enough that they were actually getting pretty darn good rates. So that's what we got there. So let's keep going across the board if we can. And I apologize here. Let's go. Will. Next one is, who do we got here? Thanks for, oh, that's the one we did. So please shoot me an email. I'm going to scroll down to the next one. Is a good idea to refinance if I'm at 6.4? Probably not. It depends. Do you have a $5 million loan, or a $80,000 or $100,000 loan? Because the bigger the difference, for example, if your loan, let's say today's rate is 6.2, or you might be able to get 5.9. If your loan's $100,000, $150,000, I mean, you might save $40-$50. I'm not saying that's not a savings. That might not be enough to really cover all your closing costs and things like that. Now, if we're in an environment where you knew next year and the following years rates are going to skyrocket, I say just do whatever you got to do. Lock in as low as you can, because you're going to ride that out forever. But right now, just stay. When rates get to, you know, about a point lower than where you are, then look at it. But that's what my suggestion would be. And folks, I make money by doing your loans. So for me to tell you not to, I'm just being honest with you. Okay, let's get to the next one. Median credit score. Abraham, yes, please. Like I said, I that's my fault. I clicked down and you had a couple other ones down here, and I'm not trying to ignore you. 4-unit, planning to live in one, rent out the... Perfect. We might even want to look at, based on the loan amount and stuff like that, an FHA loan. Because you can go an FHA loan, if it's owner-occupied, one of the units is owner-occupied, it's considered, the whole thing's considered owner occupied, and you might get a rate in the 5.99 or in that range. That one might be an option for you. So when you send that over, you know, let's look at also an FHA loan just as an option, but we can at least give you that option. Then you can compare the both. But thanks for being here. It's also a condo. 5.99, a good rate with no cost. Yes. 5.99 is good. I have 6.875 now. Bought the house for 611, 304 balance, credit 730, waiting for fives. You probably can get, let me see, 736. You could probably get 6.1 right now, if I'm just taking it off the top of my head. You might be able to get like 5.9, 5. I'll say between, I know this is a big range, but 5.875 to 6.25. So I wouldn't do anything at this point. Just wait. I wouldn't wait maybe till it's all the way down to 5, but you get 5.5, 5.25, 5.3. It might be a point to do something. So here's a perfect thing to do. Okay, I'll show you exactly what to do with this. Go to the rate update. Okay, go into refinance. and just put in your information. You're just going to put in that. What it's going to do is it's going to take this data that you put on the screen, put it right into here. It's going to put a data into a database I follow. And then every day I'm going through that and I'm calling people, texting people, and emailing people videos just saying, hey, congratulations, your rate watch just hit. You know, let's go through some numbers. So that's exactly it. It's a perfect segue right into that the rate watch tool. So thanks for the question. Next one, what do we got here? 660,000 balance. Pavan, where did I miss you? Oh, okay, got it. Yep, you're good. Let's see, 110 with my husband on there. His credit score is higher than mine. Monica Lee, where else did you? Oh, let's go back here. I'm sorry, Monica, if I lost you. I think that might be your first question. I have a 6.87. Oh, that's the one we already, yep, so we addressed that one. Sorry, folks, I'm trying to get through these questions as politely as I can. We text yesterday, explained why some lenders will say you have to wait 6 months to refi. You're the one. So, yeah, so here's, Daniel sent me an email yesterday, or I think he texted me, and he's like, Dan, and so nice to meet you. I don't think we ever talked on the phone, but yes, it is me texting behind the scenes. I had another gentleman 2 days ago. We're doing a loan in Puerto Rico, and he's like, there's no way Dan's on your consultation. He peeks his head around. He's like, it is you. So yeah, I do a lot of the consultations as well. Alan handles the lion's share of it. I try to help educate you guys and, you know, bring you into the system. And then Alan usually works with you guys, and he's behind the scene right now. He doesn't have any hair to pull out, but he's pulling out his hair because it is crazy busy, thanks to you guys. So let's get over to this one. If you have an FHA or VA loan, please let your neighbors know. I just had brand new neighbors, you know, move across the street, and they got a big mortgage. But you don't have to wait 6 months to refinance if you have a conventional or a normal mortgage, okay? If you have an FHA loan or VA loan, you do have to wait 6 months. Okay, that's built into the system and so forth. You might even have to, if you're looking to pull out cash, you might have to wait a little bit longer. But if you have a conventional loan, that's why, like I said, we're working with clients right now that they closed a month ago, then they're at 7.5, 7.75 because they locked in their rate back when with the builder. We're refinancing them now. They haven't even made their first payment on the first loan, and now we're doing them again. They won't have a payment on their mortgage for like 4, 5, 6 months. So Daniel, thanks for joining us today. But if you have a conventional loan, you know, reach out to me, man. I'd love to help you with that. If you do have a VA or an FHA loan, you know, just you can't really do anything for 6 months. If you're in that waiting period again, you know, I'll push this again. This is why we created this thing, because a lot of people are closing now and they're like, okay, when rates get, you know, down a little further, let me know. So that's why all these cells that we have, you know, I created this. So they're in there for a reason. And then one of the big things I'll advise you guys on this too. If you're out there looking to buy, or you know somebody looking to buy, this is one of those down payment assistance loans that you don't have to pay back. Okay, so let me reiterate this, because this is going to happen. If you're looking to buy a home, please, or you know somebody looking to buy a home, please let them know this, okay? If they're looking to get a down payment assistance loan, here's how it works. Most of them are a lien on your property or required to be paid back. What happens though is now that's a second lien on your home. All right. So when you go to refinance, you have to, if you're going to refinance your loan, that loan written in its guidelines needs to be paid back. So now what people are finding out is, you know, I put down 3%. So you bought a $300,000 home, you put down 3%, which is $9,000. But you got a $15,000 or $20,000 down payment assistance loan. So now you owe more than the house is worth, even though the house didn't decline in value. You just out of the gate, you owe more because of that down payment assistance loan. This thing right here is you walk out the closing and you're anything. A lot of people are finding out the hard way. Okay, so if you have somebody that's looking to buy, please make sure that they check out this program right through here. And again, if you're out there, you're looking to refinance, or just you got some quotes out there, you know, reach out to us right here. We are slammed right now, folks. So if you do email us or send this data out to us, please give us 24 to 48 hours to get back with you. I know the market's really volatile right now, but we only have a handful of people here. I don't want you guys calling into a huge staff or call center. center. It's me or Alan that's answering the phones. So that's how it works, folks. So let's get to any other questions that we have down here. Let's see what we got. I'm not qualified for FHA. FHA is only for permanent residents and U.S. citizens. Okay. I don't know if you actually dug into that, Abraham, but email me, please. I would like to help you through this process. I truly would. So please, when you guys are done, if you're looking for a quote on a conventional, send me an email. Either me or Alan will get back with you. Hopefully we'll try to get back with you guys this evening. It most likely won't be till tomorrow, but some of you guys that were on here, I'll try to push that up to the front and get back with you guys as quick as I can. Let's see what else you got. Thank you. You're welcome, Monica. And definitely conventional. Thanks, Daniel. Yeah, he responded yesterday because that first question I asked is, I'm like, is it FHA or VA? And he said, no, conventional. I'm like, no, you can refinance right now if you want. So I don't know if you replied, Daniel, but if you would, let me know if you need some help, bud. I'd be more than happy to get you some quotes. So I'm going to pass on for now. Let's get over to where rates and things are. I'm going to give you a precursor or the closing bell. You guys are getting a precursor to this, lucky people. Mortgage rates really didn't move. Stock market, let's see how that did. 271 down. That's there's some major things bringing this down. Most of the indices just these two indices just hit record highs, I think yesterday, the day before. So everything looks pretty good. Trump Valley, Charlie Kirk shot. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. People are crazy, man. Hold on, people. I don't care if you're a fan of this guy or not. I hope he's okay. Folks, I'll just leave it at that. Here's one thing that you do have my word on. I'm going to start doing a lot more research on a lot of this data that we're getting on a daily basis. I used to follow the ISM global tracking of tankers and stuff like that. And you might think, I'm a geek when it comes to that stuff. A lot of that data I'm going to start for us really digging into again, because the inflation numbers are they're crazy. Let's just get the one recap I got for the day. The biggest news that came in today was this right through here, producer inflation. Now, this is the first piece of the puzzle where the tariff inflation is going to hit. Last reading came in at 0.9. It was revised to 0.7. That's in 1 month. That's almost a 1% increase in prices in a month. So it was revised to 0.7. It was still hot as hot could be. But then they dug into the numbers and said, it wasn't as bad. A lot of it had to do with freight, servicing, and things like that. That's why we're going to really dig into some of these numbers. The forecast was coming at 0.3. It came in at negative 0.1. And again, some of this was, it might have been help from oil because transportation and oil cost down. I'm going to check into that. Not really sure why it was such a big negative, but you would think otherwise. Okay, this is telling us inflation on the producer side is crashing. We had a jobs report last week that was dismal. We had a revision yesterday where we lost almost 1 million people in the jobs market. Now the markets are sitting here waiting. Okay, the core, the CPI, consumer inflation is coming in tomorrow, as well as initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims. If these all come in at point or whatever, the Fed, Trump's going to blow a gasket if the Fed doesn't cut it at the next meeting, because the Federal Reserve's meeting, here, let's pull it up here. Let's see. Fed Watch, is this it? Yep, this is it. The Federal Reserve's meeting in 6 days, folks. So this is the last piece of data they're going to get is tomorrow. We got the more jobs numbers and the CPI. So in 6 days, let's go down through here and see what's, well, basically after today's the producer. Oh, there's basically a 93% chance they're going to cut rates 0.25%. Some people are saying they're going to cut rates maybe 50 basis points. But here's what I want you guys to understand. Because they cut rates, you're going to hear, well, the short end of the bond market is really doing well, but the long end is still staying up there. That's what we focus in on when you're looking at mortgages. So you have to focus in on the long-term bond yields. And that's why, every day when I come in, opening bell and closing bell, I show you the charts of where the bonds are going and then try to hopefully explain to you guys the whys behind it. So let's get to a few more questions that we have down here. And then I'm going to run because I got a lot of phone calls to make. On a $171,000 home with an FHA on a score, what would be the rate you can check for me? Let's check. So we do have, those are working out. So if you could let me know, what is the, Drake, what is the price range of your home? So I'm going to go over here and do a new search. And this is the parameters I need from you guys when I'm doing this, but I'll try my best with this. So we're going to say you're looking to refinance. We're going to go with a streamline refinance. So we're going to say, Drake, we'll just say your house is worth 185. And we're going to say we need a loan for 171. Okay, so that's that. Credit score of 613. And we're going to go. We'll just put you in Chicago. I'm not 606-603. And let's see what we got. 6.125 would be the rate. You probably get... And again, these we have multiple sources for all this, but your credit score is hurting a little bit. We can probably get you 6.125 is right where you'd be. And again, that's with $113 credit back to you. If you go a streamline, you don't need an appraisal, so all you would have is title fees, which I don't know which state you're in, but you know, in most cases it might be $1,000 or so. You can finance that into this, you're good to go. So if we could be of help, here's what I need you to do. Just go to therateupdate.com, and in your case, click the refinance tab. It should take you to, yes, it will, take you right to our secured online system. So I just want to make sure that it didn't take you to this refinance up here. Because you hit this refinance up here, this is the tab you put in your information so I can track rates for you. But Drake, if we could be of help to you, I would love to be of help to you. So just go there and click in that, and we'll keep an eye out for your application to come in. I thought Alan doesn't do loans in my state. We do loans in all states. We're licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So I'm not quite sure where you are. Yeah, we can do, it might depend on what kind of loan you're doing. We do almost all loans in New York. Now, 6-8 months ago, we might not have been able to, but yes, we can do New York at this time. Texas, we can do Texas as well. And would be a purchase. Let's go back to that. I apologize, sir. Let's go back and change this. I'm going to modify that to a purchase. Where is that? We're going to go to a purchase. And you said 171. And on a purchase, you need to go 96.5%. And let's see what this looks like. It should be pretty close to the same. 6.25 with $35 credit. So you'd be right, yeah, between 6 and 6.25 you'd be looking at with most likely. So again, if we can help, just go there instead of my apologies, instead of hitting refinance, just hit the purchase tab and you're on your way. So folks, I got to run. I apologize. I thank you so much for joining me today. Without you guys being here, I'd just be talking to a screen like I do every day. So other than that, I'll be doing the closing bell here in a minute. But folks, just stay on the sidelines and just watch each day and learn a little bit. That's all I ask of you. The markets will stabilize. The biggest news I can just ask you to watch for right now, the CPI number is going to come out tomorrow. Nobody's really expecting that to blow out numbers because all the revisions that are coming in right now are revising down. So nobody's expecting some massive, boost in the CPI tomorrow. So now it's going to be on tariff. That tariff, is it going to be deemed illegal or illegal? But we will focus in on the Federal Reserve, what they do next week. I don't think it's going to be a game changer. The markets already have everything built in. I think right now it's built in about 25 basis points. If they come in at 50 basis points cut in rates, you might see a nice reaction in Wall Street and the bond market as well. But I'm not really looking at any shock at alls over the next duration of time. We got that number on the jobs report and other things, and that's what basically brought the rates down to where they are now. And what the next catalyst is on this is, are tariffs going to be legal or illegal? And if they're illegal, you're going to see rates jump. If they come back legal, you're probably going to see a little bit of risk premium come out of rates at that time. So not a lot on the downside that I see, but potential of this jumping up pretty quick on some news is in the realm. So thanks for watching. Not trying to be doom and gloom. I think the economy's in fantastic shape. And That's it for today, folks. So thank you so much for reaching out. Please don't forget to email me. I'll be reaching back to all you guys that email me right after the show. So be by your phones to answer your phones. Thanks a lot, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And I'll see you here at the closing bell.